We are learning Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Kuf Dalet Amad Aleph, and we are beginning the top line of Daf Kuf Dalet Amad Aleph, continuing with the Maisa of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So, Hu Yoyma, Zok Tegmar, Hu Yoyma, the Noch Nafshei, the Rebbe, the day that Rebbe was Nifter, Goz Rabbanon Tanisa, the Chazal, the Rabbanon, they were Goz Tainis, Uboi Rachmei, they were Davin Tashem Vamri. Commander Amad Noch Nafshei, the Rebbe, Yedok Vachev. Anyone who comes and lets us know that Rebbe died, We will kill him with a sword. And what was the reason? They didn't want anyone to tell them that, given the news that Rebbe died. So the Mefarshim explained that because they wanted to continue davening. And maybe to continue davening, even if he was going to die, he would have to kill some mason. But once you know he's dead, you're not allowed to daven for a dead person. And therefore, you would have to stop davening. Therefore, they didn't want anyone to let them know, so they could continue davening. So as they were davening, Salika Amsei the Rebbe L'Igra, the Rebbe's maidservant, devoted maidservant, went up to the roof. Va'amra, and Yedavim Hashem said, "Al Yainim Vakshim as Rebbe, the Malachi Asharis want Rebbe, Vatachtoinim and Klai Yisrael Vakshim as Rebbe. Yiratzon Sheikhoifu Tachtoinim as Al Yainim. Yedavim Hashem, please be His will that the Tachtoinim should win over the Al Yainim and Rebbe should live." Given the Chazoy Kamazimi, the Isle of Ezekiel, she kept on seeing how Rebbe every few minutes was going to the bathroom. He had a stomach ailment. He was in huge pain. V'chol Sunei had to take off his tefillin v'manachlei and put them back on. V'kam Tzar, he was in a lot of Tzar. Amra, she davened Yiratzon she koyfo yenes achtoinim. She davened that Hashem should take his life, and the Yoinim should win over the Malachi Asharis who want Rebbeinu with them, Rebbeinu HaKadosh with them, should win over the Tachtoinim. So Tav Tosfos points out, it says, even though Chol Me'ayin is part of him tefillin, still Rebbe, who was Kadosh Yosef Medai, he used to wear tefillin, he knew how to be careful, and he wore tefillin in Chol Me'ayin, and he made sure take it off at the right time. Another thing you see from the Gemara, the Ran in the Dharam points this out, that there are times you're never allowed to hasten a person's death, chas v'shalom. It's called shvichas damim. But you're allowed to daven if someone's in great pain, he's not going to have a refuah. You're not going to have a refuah. It's impossible to have a refuah. The doctor says he's not going to have a refuah. And he's in a lot of pain. You could daven, you can daven that Hashem should just take his life, that he shouldn't be in such pain. And the Rai is from this Gemara. Sak upon him, so she saw that he was in such pain, so she davened to Hashem. But the Rabbanon was still davening. The whole Klai Yisrael were davening for Rabbeinu HaKadosh. You know what the Koyach HaTfilah is? Hashem couldn't take him. Shokla Kuza, she took a small little piece of pottery, a little pottery bowl, made of pottery, and threw off the roof. Shadim Igulara, and it made a big bang, and it broke. And Vishtik Marachmi, and the Rabbanon stopped davening for a second. V'noch Navshi Rebbe. Right then, Rebbe was Nifta. So once the Rabbanon saw that they stopped davening for a second, now it's not a chazaka that he's alive anymore. They have to go find out if he's alive still. Amar Rabbanon Bakapara, so Rabbanon told the Bakapara, Zil Ayin, go check if Rebbe's still alive. Ozel, that he went. Ashka the Nach Nafshi, he found the Rebbe was Nifta. Karul Vushe, he raised Kriya, he ripped his clothing. Vahadulay Karul Acharin, he put it the other way, that he put it in the back. The Rabbanon wouldn't be able to see when he came back right away that he had a rip. Pasach Ma'amah. And he said divri hesper. He said areilim umetzukim. There are malachim and then tzaddikim. Ochzu ba'aron hakodesh. And both malachim and the tzaddikim are holding on to the aron. Nitzku areilim es matzukim. The areilim, the malachim won over the matzukim over the tzaddikim and nishba aron hakodesh. And the aron hakodesh was taken away. Amru loy noch nafshe. Did he die? Amalhu, Sabakabar answered, Atakami Dvalakmino, you said it, I didn't say it. He didn't want to say it straight out, but that's how they understood. I guess it could be said this hesped in front of them, so they understood already that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifta. Bashas Pitid Rasul Sharebi, Zokav Esa Esbais of Klat Maila. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifta, he took his 10 fingers and put them up towards the sky. Vamar Bainish Loilam, Golividul Fanechashi, Gati Esa Esbais of Atira. You know how every one of these fingers worked hard to learn your Torah. Le'nesi afilu be'etzba ketana. It was not nana from Olam Hazeh, even etzba ketana. Rashi says something, l'fi toirach she'egati be'etzba ketana shli. I didn't even work with the Olam Hazeh at all. Tais says more that he didn't take any gain, any madanim, any sweets from this world at all. He didn't bring any sweets from this world. And for Rashi, it's more that he was the fi his toirach, the fi his tircha, he was not even nena amount of etzba katana. He didn't have too much anoy. Yiratzon b'fanecha sheyishalom b'nuchasi, and he davened to Hashem that he should have shalom b'nuchasi when he dies. Yotze baskav amra yovei shalom b'nucha mishkavaysam. Come b'shalom and lay on your bed. So, Freitag Marakasha, Amishkav Kavcha Vayalev. Talking to the Rebbe, he starts off with a Loshen Yachad, Yavish Shalom, and say, Yenucha Amishkavcha. You should lie on your bed. What's Mishkavay Sam? So the Gemara must see it's a rile Rav Chiya Bagamda. Amar Chiya Bagamda, Amar Rav Yosi Ben Shaul. The Shach are telling different Ma'ilam. When a Tzaddik leaves this world, Oimrim Lachi Hashos Megaris Baruch Hu. Malachashor say in front of Garis Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalom, Tzaddik Pleini Ba. The Malachashor say, you know, Tzaddik's coming up. Oimrim Lahem, Yevoyu Tzaddikim, bring the Tzaddikim from Gan Eden. The Yotzal Cross, let them come greet the Tzaddik. Oimrim Loi, Yavoy B'Shalom. And the Tzaddikim tell the Tzaddik, Yavoy B'Shalom, come B'Shalom. And then Yenucha Mishkavaisam, and then the tzaddik can go back to their bed. So at the beginning of the pasuk Yavu B'Shalom is going on tzaddik who was nifter, where they're telling him a bracha Yavu B'Shalom. But the rest of the pasuk Yenucha Mishkavaisam is going on the tzaddikim who went to greet the tzaddik, and therefore it says a lashon rab. Om Rav Elazar, v'shol shah tzaddik niftam na'ilam, when a tzaddik niftam na'ilam, shol kitzim alchay sharas yetz across. Three groups of malachim come to greet him. Achas emeris loy, one says, bav v'sholim, come in peace. And the first one speak out, it's not lishalim, bishalim, apia gemara and brachas, that come bishalim, you completed your tafke, bishalim. V'achas emeris, hoylech nichay, you're a person who went straight in this world, so you're coming up as a person who went the bederek ishara in this world. V'achas emeres lo yavoi shalom yinucham shkavaisam. Come shalom yinucham shkavaisam, as the pasuk mentioned before. But b'shasha rasha neved menayilam. But when a rasha leaves this world, shalik dishem alchish chabali yitz across. Three groups of malachi chabala, malachim who hurt people come. Achas emeres ain shalom om Hashem Rasham. There's no shalom for Rasham. V'achas emeres loy lematzeva yishkav. He's in a lay lematzeva. Lematzeva is a lotion of atzvus of being depressed. V'achas emeres loy redav eshkava es arelim. Go down and put to sleep the arelim. Also lotion redav, lotion gehenim. So that's what happens when a rasha is nifter. Ad kan the stories, the unbelievable stories of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. New Mishnah, Zokta Mishnah. So we know that our mana, as long as she didn't ask for her ksuba, or she didn't get her ksuba, the halacha is she eats mezoinis from the estate of her late husband. And then whenever she's ready, she collects the ksuba. So kozman shehi bevei saviyah, the whole time she's living in her own house, and the yarshim are sending her mezoinis to her father's house. She left the house or where the Yarshim were, and he went to her father's house, and they sent her Mezainis. So Allah is Goyva Ksubas Le'olam. She collects a Ksuba whenever she wants. She can ask for a Ksuba. She's never Meichel a Ksuba. Kozman she based by law, but if she's living with the Yarshim, so Goyva Ksubas Ad Esav HaMishanim, only for 25 years. After 25 years, she doesn't can't collect ksuba anymore. Why not? She yesh be'esav v'chamishanim shetasa toiva k'negek ksubasa. It's very probable that through the 25 years, she gave away enough stuff to the neighbors. Like Rashi says, shetasa toiva m'nichse yisoyim nesenes lechem melech l'shkenel. She gave enough lechem and melech and salt to the neighbors. She probably used up the whole amount of the ksuba. And therefore, the halacha is that, according to Rav Meir, that she lost the ksuba after 25 years. Diver Rav Meir, shalma m'shum rabbi shimra gamil. That said, he said, "Hashem Shemim Gamil." Chom Chaylik, Chom Oimrim, Chom say, "Kol Zman she beveis vaylo, goy v'ksuvas vaylam." The opposite. When she's living with the Yarshim, she collects a ksuba forever, we never worry about mechila. And why didn't she ask for a ksuba? Because they were taking care of her so good, she was embarrassed to ask. But Kol Zman she beveis avia, above she's beveis avia, goy v'ksuvas till Adas Mecham Hashem, till 25 years. But if it's 25 years, she didn't mention a word about the ksuba. We assume she's meichelit. It's muchach that she's meichel the ksuba, and she can't get ksuba anymore. Mesa, if the amana died, Yerushim has kirim ksubas Adas Mecham Hashem. Her Yerushim who collect her ksuba get 25 years to collect her ksuba. When do you start counting 25 years? So it's mechakas apayskim. I would say the Torah says that it starts after the amana dies. You get 25 years after that. And some say the Meiri says for Mises Baila. The Miri Rishon says, from Mises Baile counts. So Machlekes, where do you count from? So talk to Gemara. We're going to make a handle this Machlekes that we have. These two, the Rameyer and the Chomer. Rameyer's Shita is that they have the opposite Shitas. Rameyer holds, Beveis Baile, the Lach is, she collects for 25 years. After that, not, because she already gave away so much stuff. But if she's in her father's house, she collects forever. No Mechila. Chomer holds, there's an Indian of Mechila. But after 25 years of living with the Yarshim, there's no mechila because there, that time she was quiet, they were taking care of her so good, she's embarrassed to say, oh, get me my ksuba. But when you're out of the house, she should have asked for her ksuba, and therefore it's a mechila. So look at the Gemara. The first Gemara would be in Ramei Yeshita. Amalei Abai Rabbi Yosef. It makes no sense. Aniyush of Yisrael, let's say Aniyush of Yisrael, Ksuba is standard, 200. And we're saying, over 25 years, she probably gave over $200 worth of stuff to the neighbors. Ares Mechamishonim. Umarza Bas Maisis, her Ksuba must be 100 times that. It's $100 million, her Ksuba. You can tell me, what's so in 25 years she gave up? We're saying it's a light plug, which says, either way, 25 years, you lose your Ksuba. What do you mean, Marza Maisis, who has a huge Ksuba, it's possible she gave away so much stuff to neighbors like her Ksuba? Umarza Bas Maisis, Ares Mechamishonim? Samar says, yes. My answer is, I was saying, Amalei, Lefum Gamla Shichna. It's a mashal, Lefidi Kayach of a Gamal, Kayach of the camel, that's how much he could carry. Same thing here also. A simple woman gives very little to the neighbors, but someone like Marisavas Maises probably gives much more to the neighbors up to the amount of her ksuba. Mary says, after 25 years, you gave away so much stuff. So what happens after 10 years? So maybe you take off proportion off your ksuba. Do you take a proportion off her ksuba or not? Teiku. Now, Shalas, what's the tutsdadim? Said you would say for sure you should do proportion. If you say that everything she gives away counts connected to ksuba, so always figure it out. So the answer to that is, that really, she doesn't. What she gives away, she has full right to do it. But just after 25 years, so much, so you would say only then is there an inyan of that there's a mechila on the ksuba, of course, all that money that she gave away. So, now I'm dealing with the chacham. She the chacham calls man, she reveys a bylaw, it's no mechila, but a vase of is mechila. Omer Baalav Yosef. I saw you. So 25 years is the cutoff there, right? So yes, I saw you come shkiyas chama. She comes right before shkiyah. She says, "Please give me a ksuba." She gets a ksuba. Goes vasa. Like shkiyas chama. She comes the hour later after the last day of 25 years. She comes after shkiyah. Loi gavia. She doesn't collect the ksuba. But he poured the achilata, and that little time was the mechila. On Malay, so you answer in. Comes chama kene. Everything means every time the chama make a shear, it works like that. Let's say Barbam saw toivel. A person is told by Bamsa. Bamsa chasa karta. If it's a 40, so I'm missing a little minute amount. And yachlik for him. You tell me that's the little amount that's difference. Yeah, that chum have a shear. The shear is 25 years exactly, and that's where the cutoff date is finished. And after that, then it's mechila. Mechila really goes over 25 years, but that's the way you make a shear. It's 25 years. So at the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Heidur Shmuel Rav Yosef May Rebbe Shomam Mishum Aviv, that this whole din in the Chachamim that you lose your ksuba, loy shanu, ella, she ain't stock ksuba yitz of tachas yada. Only if she doesn't have her ksuba. She doesn't have her ksuba anymore. She lost her ksuba somehow, or it's a makam, they don't write the ksuba, they send me chantanai bezdin. Whatever the case is, she doesn't have her ksuba. Aval stock ksuba yitz tachas yada, but if she has her ksuba, do you even have 20 years of grave ksuba asloilam? She collects it forever, because lemaitis, she has her ksuba. And if she has a ksuba, it's a raya, she was not meichla. Because she was meichla, she would have gave up her ksuba. She would have gave her ksuba, as Rashi says, she would have gave up her ksuba. Rav Eliezer, I feel a star ksuba, yoitzim tachas yodah. And Rav Eliezer says, even a star ksuba is in her hand still, in a grave valor of Rosh until 25 years, because in Amon, there is a mechila, and it's not a big enough a chacha, she didn't give up her ksuba. So the Gemara, Moshe Rav Sheshe is a kasha on Rav's halacha. Rav's mechash to us, the finich hachomim, if you have your ksuba, you get it forever. Moshe Rav Sheshe is bal choyiv, goyve, shloy bach, mazkara. Halacha is bal choyiv, who has a choyiv on a person. The halacha is, even if he didn't collect it for 25 years, he still could collect it. That's the halacha, there's no mechila. Hey chidomi, what's the case? Idlo yinokat shtara, if he has no star, my govi, how's he collecting it? Elo yinokat shtara, he has a star, and says, Dafka ba'achoyv would like barachuli. A ba'achoyv is nishkin no mechila, but almana hamana mechalot. It's only a ba'achoyv. It says it has to be with a star. So compared to that, ba'achoyv is mashma. He could collect without mentioning it, but by almana, worry about mechila. So you see that even with the star, it's mechila. And what's the difference between ba'achoyv and almana? So like Rashi explains, by almana is two reasons why she would be mechila. First of all, because she got a lot from the Yarshim over the years, all that mazainis, everything, so she feels easy to, she'll be Michael quicker. And number two is, because she never gave anything, it was all matan anyway, so it wasn't, she didn't really give anything. So therefore, it's easier to say that she was Michael. If she wasn't Michael for 25 years, we assume she was Michael. Loshen Rashi is, shenenes bem kol shanam alalu, ksubasa in a milveh lechisra v'momen, not a halva. So there, it makes sense that it's Meichel. So the Gemara brings a raya that even with a star, you're Meichel, and it's not like a Vachai. So who Meichel, who Mepharek, lo loy lom, the loy, not star. The case is that we're comparing Vachai and Isha, Ramana, with no star. Because if you have a star, everyone agrees you collect. There's mechila only with no star. If there's no star, so what was the havmin of Balchayev to collect? The case was, where the one who was chayev was moide that he always in the chayev. So in that case, there you don't need a star. So the Gemara Achakash on Rav, Amar Rav Eloi, Shoinim, we have a braisa that says, Grusha, Rei Kavachoyiv, if someone's a Grusha, then it's a Kavachoyiv, you don't have to mention Yeksuba, because you're not Meichla. The Grusha is not Meichla, she's not so happy with the husband's family, or the husband himself, and she's not Meichla. So Echidom, Idloi Nekit Yeksuba, if she has no Yeksuba, my Gavi, how is she collecting? Lada Nekit Yeksuba, she has a Yeksuba. So the Gemara, and it's mass, only Grusha would love as Chuli, because you're talking Meichel. Ha mana achilta. So it's back, it's Shvetra, you see, most of them with a star, because what else, the Narksuba has a Grusha collecting. And the case was, the Chayev is, Moida, that is Chayev the Ksuba, and that's the case where you could collect even without the Ksuba, because the Chayev is Moida, and we're saying the Chilik is between a Grusha and a mana. Tais really points out that he could have really brought the same right from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, that kozvan shivesa via you go have a ksuba out of the chamashana. What's the case? If you have a ksuba, so then Ryan like Rav. Turns you don't have a ksuba. How are you collecting? So on that, the Tosis answers that it could be a total case with a day misa. We'd be able to collect. You could collect the ksuba even without it. But by a grusha, there the only way to collect it is with a get itself, and the get itself is like a star, and that's why the Gemara has a kasha from grusha.